August 8th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And I want to welcome everyone, and again, whatever platform you're listening, be it live or on the replay, thank you. I hope everyone's having a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day in sunny Southern California. And I hope everyone's having a wonderful day as well. Hey, Frankie, welcome. Hey, Shelby, welcome, welcome. Juju, welcome back, friend. Welcome. Shelby, again, I have to say, for your show yesterday, I had fun. You missed the funny ones, and Frankie, you missed the funny one also. It was very entertaining. Shorty had me rolling, and Shelby, you too. You had me going too. You had me going there. Oh boy. Okay, y'all. So today, my topic is you season my food and when to know when you're overstepping. regret, says Juju. You know, when to know you're overstepping. When I say you season my food, you know, one of my friends sent me, we were going back and forth on text this morning about the topic. Hey, Blunt, welcome. And she says, well, are you talking about when, you know, you're seasoning the food when you're cooking it, or I put salt on your food? What are you talking about? And, you know, basically I was saying just overstepping, you know, just the fact that, you know, not necessarily food, but, you know, people who just overstep telling you, you know, how to raise your children, what you need to do in your marriage, you know, the in-laws that tend to overstep. Hey, son, welcome. You know, I mean, just people in your life that just overstep. And yes, those people who do take it upon themselves to season your food. I mean, or tell you what you should not put in your food. Years ago, I went out with a friend of mine and her little girl, and my son was with me. They were in, my goodness. See, he wasn't homeschooled yet. So I think he was like in third grade. And we went out to this restaurant, and the meal comes, and I usually taste my food before I reach for the salt and pepper, whatever. And I reach for the salt, and I'm putting salt on my food. And this little girl tells me, you shouldn't put salt on your food. There's already salt in your food. And I looked at her. And I looked at her mother. And I said, well, I want more salt. And she says, well, you shouldn't do that. And I'm like, you know, first of all, this is a little girl telling an adult what she should and should not do with her food, whatever. And then her mother says, well, she's right. You shouldn't, you know, put salt on your food. And I'm like, you know, and I told them, I said, well, don't you all think that you're overstepping a bit? Don't you think that maybe, you know, you eat your food, now you eat my food, and that's it? So the conversation stopped there. But I know people who, and I have seen it where, and I'm, again, I'm sticking with the whole food thing, where I have seen and been places where over someone's house, the host is cooking and someone else will say, oh, did you put so-and-so in it? No. Well, when I make mine, I usually put this in. And then they grab for what they're talking about and they want to go put it, you know, and it's like, and the host is going like, well, hold on. This is mine. If you want to put something additional in your food after you've been served, you're more than welcome. And again, that's overstepping. You know, and again, you know, it's like people who tell you how you should raise your kids. Now, there are bad ways to raise your kids. I do believe that. But there are good ways. You know, and, you know, just because people don't do what you're doing or they, you know, or they're doing the opposite doesn't mean that you need to tell them what they need to do. So that's what I mean by my topic, you know, just basically overstepping, you know. So there are a lot of people. In my opinion, that tend to do that. And it's like, why do you feel the need to come into my space? And I know it's a little bit about what we were talking about, you know, last week about mind your own business. But minding your own business and overstepping, it's like, those are topics that can, in this topic, you know, can go a lot of different ways because, is overstepping not minding your own business, or is overstepping going further? I've had people tell me how to spend my money. Well, I don't understand why. Well, if you can spend money on that, then how come you can't, you know, spend money on this? Or, you know, can't you afford to do this? Or how come you aren't doing that? Well, first of all, it's not your business. Stay out of my wallet. Mind your business and you're overstepping. You know, so again, it's like, why do you have those people that feel they need to do that? So that is where I'm going today with this topic. So do you all agree with me? Do you disagree? I mean, do you think that what I'm saying is wrong? Or do you think that for some things is no big deal, you know? And then that's another thing, the people who do the no big deal thing. You know, I know people who like to say it's no big deal. It's no big deal. Well, what's a big deal to you may not be a big deal to me. What may be a big deal to me may not be a big deal to you. So, you know, especially when you're in somebody else's space. You know, again, it comes to that overstepping thing. And TQ says, yes, to each their own. Yes, to each their own. But TQ, some people can't keep their each and their own to themselves. They got to, you know, make their each, your each and their own, your own. I mean, you know, they want to, you know, they want to just tell you, you know, that what you're doing, you know, or what you're not doing is not right. You know, if y'all haven't already figured it out, I'm a very particular person when it comes to certain things. And I have had people tell me, oh, it's no big deal. And I have, you know, gotten into some confused opinion with truth. Do they confuse opinion with truth, or is it that, because I say a lot of, I give my opinion a lot, and I want to hear other people's opinions. And I have had people tell me, the whole thing about, well, you're confusing opinion with truth. No, I'm giving you my opinion. And but is it, that's when I say, is it opinion or truth? Because you have people who don't want to listen to your opinion and they want to make their truth yours. So, you know, and what I mean by that is, you know, if someone's overstepping, if someone is not minding their own business, whatever, and they say something, I'm trying to say how I can explain this the way I want to explain it. If I give my opinion that I think the earth is round, and you have flat earthers out there who say, no, the earth isn't round, the earth is flat. And they say, you know, they say, well, I can prove this. They start saying all this stuff. First of all, in reality, I don't know the earth is round. I don't know the earth is flat. I've never been around the whole world. You know, I've never done it. I don't know. And I can go by science. Well, science says this and science says this. Well, yeah, well, somebody else's science is saying that the earth is flat. It's flat. Is that opinion or is it fact? So if I'm giving you my opinion and you're trying to say, well, no, Sally, you're wrong. Are you trying to push your truth onto my opinion? Are y'all following me? Because I know where I'm trying to go. I know where I'm trying to go. I don't know if I'm getting there, but I am trying to go there. Hey, Minnesota, welcome. You know, so that's kind of where I'm going. Oh, I don't know if I got there the right way, but that's where I'm, you know, trying to go. So, but anyway. But Minnesota, I'm trying to explain it, and I don't always explain things the way they should. It doesn't always come out the right way, but hopefully you all are following me somewhat. So, but anyway. So, once again, why do people overstep? Why do people feel that they need to get into your space? Why do people feel that they need to interfere or comment in what you're doing? You know, and again, I've had people say this a lot. I've heard people say this a lot. Well, in my house, we do it this way. Well, in my house, we do it this way. You know, from things that you buy at the store to things you put on your food, to how, like I said, how you raise your kids, how you train your animals, how you don't train them, you know, whatever. I mean, again, is it just people are just, those people are by nature just nosy? Are they just, you know, hey, GP, welcome. You know, are those people just nosy? I mean, by nature, are those people that when they were in grade school that, you know, there was always that one kid, hey, Mama Bear, it was always that one, you know, kid in class who was the tattletale. Always had to tattle. You know, always had to tell the teacher what everybody else was doing, you know, instead of minding their own business and what they're doing. Johnny didn't put the eraser back. You know, Susie has all the pencils. So-and-so did this, you know, so-and-so. I mean, it's like, why? Why do you do that? I had people in my class that were like that. There were people in my son's class that were like that. And this one little girl, my son and I were talking about her the other day. We were like, do you remember so-and-so? I mean, this girl, she was that kid. And I know those parents, and don't tell me that it's not true, because parents, I know that you all have this one kid that was in your kid's class that you just did not like, that one kid. And this particular girl, it was like, I just did not like her. I mean, everything she did, she would always watch what other people did and report back to the teacher. And it's like, oh my God, you know, and none of the other kids liked her. Her mother couldn't, you know, her mother always said, oh, the other kids, you know, they don't talk to her. They don't play with her. Well, your kid's a busybody, you know? So, hey, fair use. You know, your kid is a busybody. And yes, Juju, some people do like to mind your business. And this is what I'm saying. It's like, stay over there. Stay in your lane. Stay, you know, stay there. You know, but people can't or won't seem to do that. So again, my question is, why? Why do people feel the need to overstep in your space? You know, I have been in situations where I've had words with people, and the person that I was with, I said, I'll handle it. And the next thing I know, this person is, you know, yelling, screaming, whatever. And I'm like, would you stop? I'm just trying to help you. I don't need help. I don't need help. I can handle myself. If I need help, I will call. And I do. If I need help, you know, I know who I'm going to call. You know, but don't just feel that just because I'm having words with someone, that I need you to come in and say something, especially when I said, I got this. I can handle it. You know, and I understand that, you know, people will say, well, you know, I'm just trying to be your friend and everything like that. But if I tell you to step back, then that's telling you don't go there. Hey, shorty, you know, so, why do some people have that need to still overstep and just go there? If I want you there with me, I'll call you. If I don't want you there or don't need you there, I won't. Serotonin, welcome. You know, so, you know, it's just, you know, hey, Lou, welcome. By the way, I enjoyed you and Shorty. I was telling Shelby at the beginning of today's show that I enjoyed Shelby's show yesterday. And Mama Bear, again, I was telling Shelby, I had a lot of fun yesterday, y'all. So I was laughing. Oh Lord. But seriously though, guys, or not seriously, but again, I just want to know, why do people feel the need that they need to just come into your life and just tell you what you should or should not do? Now, if you're beating your kids, beating the family dog, you know, kicking the cat, you know, whatever, yeah, you know, yeah, I'm going to say something, you know. Lucifer's assholes. Oh Lord. Oh yes, they are. You know, but I mean there's a place and a time for everything. And you know, some people they just, you know, again, it's like that lane that they just can't seem to stay in, you know. So, but Let's read again what Lou says, because they assholes, you know. But I don't know. Happy Tuesday to you too, Lou. Happy Tuesday. So, but anyway, y'all think I'm wrong? Y'all think I'm right? Y'all think I'm overstepping? Y'all think it's no big deal? I mean, because see, I have learned again over the years, you know, to stay in my lane, because when you veer out of your lane, you get hurt physically. You get hurt on an emotional level. Or somebody just may just, you know, tell you what for right then and there, and you'll get pissed. Because the people who usually veer out of their lane and are told to get back in your lane are usually the ones that get pissed off. They're usually the ones that get butt hurt, and they're all upset and what have you, because you told them that they need to step back. So, hey, Shorty.
Hey, Solid. How you doing? Oh, hello.
I am fine, Shorty.
Oh, okay. I thought I would just something happened.
Okay, Lou says it happens. I've dealt with it a lot. Shelby says, I think you're right. And Lou says, yeah, like bad drivers stay in your lane. Lou, I am doing the driving show tomorrow. I already posted it. You got this thing about drivers. I guess I got this thing about serial killers. Serial killers that are bad drivers. That could be a show. Lou, Shorty is telling you to stay in your lane, Missy.
What you mean? I just got up here. How I'm getting criticized already? I just got up on the panel. Golly. It's okay.
Yes, serotonin, butt hurt. I use that phrase a lot. There are people that get butt hurt because you tell them, you know, you tell them that they need to you know, mind their business. People, yeah. Mm-hmm. Shelby says, stop it, Lou. Oh, Lord. Serotonin, that phrase gets you a little tingly. Serotonin. I'm not going to comment on that. I'm going to wait till another show to go there. Now, see, if you had said that yesterday in Shelby's show, I could have said something to Shorty. So.
Wait, why is it?
Lou says something like it. No, wait, wrong show. I'm sorry, Shorty. What?
Oh. Got it directed towards me? What? Me?
What?
What I do? What? There you go now. What?
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 What? Serotonin says, okay, I'll stay in my lane for the topic. Oh, Shorty, you know I love you, girl.
I love you, too.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, too.
So, Shorty, I am going to get off topic for a minute because, again, I enjoyed Shelby's show so much yesterday. Even after we got off and I was doing my work, I was just laughing to myself because, again, you know, I thought it was funny. But anyway, so... Shorty, is there anything you want to tell me that you couldn't tell me yesterday? And it is after 9 p.m.
Should I say it? Or should I
wait? Well, I don't know because Tracy was saying a lot yesterday. I think she was speaking for you. So I'm just.
Yeah,
I'm
she
just,
was.
So, yeah, I know. So I'm just saying, is there anything you want to say for yourself?
This was from yesterday. Look, y'all, this is a disclaimer from yesterday. If y'all was in Shelby's show, you get what I'm trying to come from. You know I will never, ever disrespect Solid like that. But fuck you, Solid, right? Fuck you, Solid.
Mom, like Mom, Will, there's a new Tweety one.
Yeah, it's
oh,
a new
Tweety. Lord.
Will, give me that tomorrow.
Well, y'all, she said it. She said
tried,
it about.
They tried so hard to get me about, to say it. Oh, my Lord. Jesus.
About 12, 15 hours late, but she said it. So.
Yeah. And she tried to get me to say it yesterday, how she came up with it yesterday. So you say you don't want to fuck me? Listen, I could have said it. I knew it was a mind trick I was doing yesterday. It's okay. I know.
But you know what, though, Shorty? Again.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. You know, I love you. So.
Of course. I know.
But. Hey, lady. Hey, crazy lady. So, So, guys, going back to the topic, but I just had to say that to Shorty from yesterday. Let's see. It sounds so much better coming from Shorty. It does sound better coming from Shorty. Tracy, not that you did a bad job, you know, but you kind of said it and then you laughed afterwards. When Shorty says it, it's like it, you know, it has a total different meaning. So I was bottles up. My brain almost exploded. Whatever. But really, I would have loved to have a fly on the wall. No, I'm still, you don't have to apologize. I know you were speaking for Shorty. You were speaking for Shorty. It is all in fun. It is all in fun. So, but, y'all, seriously though. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about Shorty. I'm just about to laugh. But why do people just, again, have the need to overstep? Why do they just want to just go there when they shouldn't?
Because they think they have a authority over your life, because you know some things you'll let them say because you know y'all talking in a conversation. And then sometimes they'll overstep their boundaries, which they shouldn't have.
But even if you're having this conversation with someone, does it give you the right to overstep?
That's when you sell it out.
No, not at all. But see, the thing is, they'll feel some type of way because they used to having people sugarcoat a lot of stuff around them. And then when they get that real friend or that real person they talk to, they don't like it. That's when they'll probably feel like, oh, you overstepping boundaries. But it's just a simple fact that from what the conversation is, you just speaking facts up on it. And if you don't want to hear it, why would you say it? Because trust me, a lot of people probably told me, like, no, why you said it like that? You don't know. I'm like, but you shouldn't tell me what's your problem if you don't want to hear my opinion. If you get what I'm saying.
Okay, but what if I didn't ask for your opinion, but you're just telling me, you know, you're going there. You're going somewhere that you probably shouldn't go. Let me put it like this. Is there a difference between your good friend telling you certain things as opposed to just your coworker that you see every day? And do you necessarily want to hear it from your good friend? You understand what I'm saying?
I'd rather hear it from my good friend because I always talk to my friend. You know, we know each other. You understand? You know? But from a coworker that's somebody like random that just see you day to day and you don't really talk to them like that, nah, you don't watch your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, watch your mouth. You know what I mean? So it is a difference, though. It is a difference.
But do you think that some? Because see, I'm this type of person. If I'm the type of person where if I ask you something, I really want the honest answer. I may not take your advice or whatever, but I will, you know, but I'm asking you. I'm not going to get upset if you tell me. But coming from that same friend, if they were to say, well, dang, Salad, you know, I can't believe, you know, you said that to your husband and blah, 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 blah. It's like, well, first of all, what I say to my husband, what my husband says to me, just because you may have been within earshot or in the same room, mm-hmm. whether you're my good friend or not, Mom, should they have said that? Should they have overstepped and said that? Should they have gone there? Yes. Like, when do you know not to say anything?
Well, if they in earshot and they heard it, they probably feel some type of way, and you know, instead of, it'll probably bother them, and they'll step to you about it. You know what I mean? Instead of just be like talking behind your back, you'll be like, "Ooh, girl, I heard Solid her arguing with her husband. She said this, 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 this," and then get back to you, and then you'll be like, "Why you up here telling my business, and you ain't step to me?" You know, it's a vice versa thing.
Okay. All right. Let me read some of these comments. Serotonin says, it should be clear to the people in the dialogue whether or not there needs to be criticism or just simply chit-chat. Lou says, I prefer telling me the truth. I'm not a donut. Don't sugarcoat me. And then Lou is agreeing with, I'm sorry, Juju is agreeing with Lou. So, you know, again, asking for someone's opinion or asking them a certain thing to me is different from, even if you are within earshot of someone, again, does that give you the right, even if something bothers you, even if and you know, and I'm not talking about, okay, well, I will say this. If you're talking about disciplining your child and you overhear me, you know, just really, you know, yelling and screaming at my kid, do you have a right to come to me and say, "Hey, Solid, you know, you need to back off and calm down"? But what if you don't know what my kid did?
Right. I was going to say that you don't know the situation between you and your kid. Why are you yelling at your kid? You understand what I'm saying? I understand if you knew the situation, but if you didn't know the situation, it's really none of your business to step in. Now, see if it's a difference. If you up there smacking the hell out of them and beating crap out of them, that's something totally different.
Right.
You know what I mean? But right, if you just talking to your kid and you yelling at them like a stern love, that's none of their business to step in, because they'll sit up there and tell you what the quick is. Get out my business. You don't know what the f- is going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so, and again, and then going back to the, to the husband, wife or couple thing, it's like, whether, again, you may be in earshot of hearing me say something or hear, you know, him say something to me or whatever, you may not like it, but again, is it your business? I mean, you know, if he's not slapping me around and I'm not slapping him around, you know, whatever, do you, you know, again, do you need to say something? Because I've overheard, you know, people where they're just going at it. Wasn't my business. I was not, I don't know what happened before they got there. I don't know what was going on. I mean, you know, it wasn't my business, but you have people who feel that they need to say something. And is there a difference between overstepping and minding your own business?
Yes, it is. That's what you call them nosy little motherfuckers right now, who just want to be messy and put more mess in there and throw.
So what? So you're saying that overstepping is worse than not minding your business?
I could say both of them is, well, overstepping is more messier than minding your business, you know what I mean?
I mean, no, because I think the same thing. I think people that overstep, I think, go that extra step, of course, so to speak.
To you be know, a little like, messy.
Yeah.
Because they ain't happy what's going on in their life. You know what I mean? So they want to put a little sprinkle of their little salt in there. Mm-mm-mm. Let me go ahead and put my little saying, you know. As that, what's that saying? Blur that flock together, stay together, some junk like that. Because if they ain't happy, they don't want to see you happy. That's the problem. Because they ain't happy, they want to make you non-happy too at the same time. Yes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's it right now.
Well, I will say that for me, if you overstep with me, I will tell you to step off. You know, there are very few people who I will allow to overstep with me. But even then, it's like it was never overstepping, if that makes sense. Because I do believe that there is a correct way to say certain things to people, but when it comes to like money, what have you, like I said, don't tell me how to spend my money. Don't tell me what I should be able to afford, what I shouldn't be able to, you know, what I shouldn't buy or whatever. That's not your business. You know, it's just certain things, just not your business. Don't ask me, well, and I think it is overstepping. Well, why are you inviting her to your house, but you're not inviting me? You know, now you're about to get butthurt because I'm about to tell you why. So I don't know, I'm going to go there, y'all. I am about to go there. Cause it's been on the news. It's been all over Twitter. It's been all over TikTok and people having a field day with it. I think with this, what happened over the weekend in Alabama, you know, with that riverboat brawl, there was some overstepping there. And the people who overstepped got stepped on. You know, so once again, you know, it's like, when do you step back? When do you just mind your own business? When do you just, you know, just not go there? You know, but there are some people who just cannot help themselves. And I'm pretty sure we all know people that are like that. Because one day you're going to overstep and you're going to get a little bit more than you bargained for. So I don't know. So y'all think I'm right. You think I'm wrong. You think that sooner or later, you know, and then we just like we were talking about yesterday, that karma. Sooner or later, it is going to come back to you. So I'm sorry, Shorty. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, you were talking. No. I wasn't going to interrupt you.
No. I was finished. Go on.
Oh, no. I was going to say, like, what happened on the Alabama thing, like, that black man did get jumped on. I ain't going to lie to you. I seen the videos and stuff. He did get jumped. So, you know, it was messed up how it worked. You know, there's a time and place for everything. You know, there's times you need to step in and there's times you just need to step back. And like you said, it ain't none of your business. Mind your business. Because there's some things you have to step in and say something. And there's times that you just keep your mouth shut.
Well, right. And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, you know, it's like what happened in Alabama, because there's just so many videos that are going around from every different angle, whatever. The bottom line to me is that it could have been between two people, but other people had to just keep coming in. And then other people had to keep coming in. And the people who you know, who did the overstepping, like I said, got in the end, they got stepped on. You know, so, you know, I've been around people where I I've been in a group of people where it's a group and I'm around these people and two people can get into an argument. And you're just sitting there just listening, whatever. A lot of times in situations like that, I get up and leave because, you know, it's like, okay, y'all going to do this over here. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to talk to these people. I'm just going to go look out the window, whatever, you know, because I don't need to hear it. It's not my business. Next thing you know, hey, Petty Deb. Next thing you know, you have other people who are joining in this argument. And then, you know, then one person says, who was the original person in the argument, will look at you and say, well, it's mind your business. You know, this is not your affair. And they're like, well, don't tell me, you know, then he just gets into this whole mess. So it's like, again, you know, stay in your lane. You know, just don't don't. So, but that's just me. That's just what I think. That's just my own humble opinion, you know. So, crazy lady talking about the Halloween store. It's too early for Halloween. Hey, Petty Deb, how are you, girl? So. Anyway, guys, I mean, that's what I was, you know, that was my topic, you know, just basically to stay in your lane and don't overstep. Don't, you know, if you want to season your food, do it after it comes out the pot. Don't season the cook's pot. Wait until and season your own damn plate, you know. I did, crazy lady. It's too early for Halloween. It is. It is.
It is.
Like, It's like, dang, we haven't even gotten to Labor Day. You know? They got Halloween stuff out at the dollar store. They had that out right after the 4th. It's like, it's
not. But see, sometimes you have to get your stuff early because once you start getting close to the time in October, you ain't going to be able to find it. So, you know how the story is. They gotta put out.
Yeah, but I mean, not that early. Halloween candies in CVS and Walgreens. I don't even give out Halloween candy anymore. Everybody on my block has grown up. It's all adults. And now kids are doing that. They go to the community center or the school or whatever, you know. I'm glad that my son was able to experience trick-or-treating the way I experienced when I was little. Everybody going door to door, running around their little costumes and what have you. Now it's like, to me, kids get totally screwed on Halloween. Oh, Lord. But anyway, that's a different show. Well, they're getting screwed because people don't stay in their lane. They want to do other things as opposed to just having fun on Halloween. So, but anyway, y'all, that's all I got. So, Shorty, did you want to add anything? Because this is going to be a relatively short show today. And Shorty, my outro song today is dedicated to you.
And what's this song dedicated to me? Because last time you dedicated a song to me, it was a damn wedding song.
Well, it's because they told me that you got married on Podbean. So you brought it up.
I know.
You just brought it up. So now it's my fault and you just brought it up.
Listen, y'all, that's a disclaimer. Okay, y'all hear me?
If I could have played an outro song on Shelby's show yesterday, I'm telling you, y'all had me laughing so hard. I'm telling you, I was laughing. I had fun yesterday. This song has absolutely nothing to do with the show. This is all from yesterday and Shorty. So but anything else you want? Oh, Shorty, are you having your talent show this Saturday? Have you decided?
I might do it this Saturday. There's no promises. We'll see. I'll let y'all know.
Okay. All right.
Because I know you got a song
I figure if I participate this time, I will sing instead of play.
Okay.
Juju, no, if you want to hear, I think it's on. Did you publish those shows, Shorty? Did you publish those shows that I was?
I
did play on Shorty's show. Oh, okay. So you heard it. Oh no problem, Deb. I thought you wanted to come up. You know, it's something that I enjoy doing, and I've been doing it for a long, long time. And that's one of the things that is just mine. So something that I kind of keep to myself. But no, if Shorty has a show, I'm going to sing. It's going to be a really silly song and I cannot sing, so. But Shorty said there's no judgment. There's no judgment.
Nope, not at all. Because if you judge, we're going to bully your ass. You all like it.
So anyway, without further ado, this song is for Shorty. It's by Lionel Richie, and it's dedicated to Shorty, Just to Be Close to You.
Aww.
So here we go.
Just to be close to you, girl. Just for a moment, well, just for an hour. Just to be close to you, girl. A man with no direction, with no purpose, with no one to love and no one to love me for me. Oh girl, then you came into my life. You made my jagged edges smooth. You made my direction so clear and new. Oh woman, you became my purpose, my reason for living, girl. You see, you're my heart, you're my soul, you're my stone inspiration, baby. Oh, that's why I'm standing here singing and opening my arms to you. I wanna say, child, why don't you
take my hand?
Oh, we'll live in love forever, yeah. Just for an hour, just to be close to you, girl. I need you, baby, to make love, to be loved by you, baby, to have you. To whisper words that make you feel like a woman. Girl, I know our love will stand the test of time. Just to be close to you, girl. For the moment, baby.
For the moment, baby. For the moment, baby. For the sugar, sugar, yeah, yeah.
And that was for Shorty.
Aww, thank you.
So sweet.
Okay, Juju, I will play Keith Washington tomorrow. I'll pick a Keith Washington song and play that tomorrow. You're welcome, Shy Lady. So, y'all, on that note, I hope to see you guys tomorrow. I am going to do that driving show that I was talking about. Well, anyway, it's already posted. I can't remember the name of the title. But anyway, enjoy your evening wherever you are. And I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.